quick hits. Brought to you by
Texas Land and Cattle and Service King Collision Repair.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much, Mike. I thought a great way to celebrate Race Day U and the Texas Motor Speedway and everything we've been promoting here for the last 7 to 12 months, it seems.
Right.
Is to take the wireless microphone out and talk to our friends.
Wait a minute. You mean the fun's really about to start here?
I'm going to wander out into the wilderness.
Oh, my God.
No. He's traipsing.
Can we stand it?
Are you traipsing?
Again?
I thought you said
you weren't going to traipse anymore.
This is where the show really earns its stripes.
Another award in your future.
Mm-hmm. All I got to do is just walk out there.
All right. Somebody alert the Dallas Observer.
Mm-hmm. Here goes your hero.
Oh, they're listening.
Watch him as he goes.
Pardon me, Radio
Maybe.
Star.
Maybe.
Pardon me, Radio Star. Hi, ladies. How's it going? Mind if I sit here with you, sugar? Let me ask you something. Well, first off, what's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, how old are you?
19.
Oh, crap. Well, you're legal, you know? It's about all I can say that's positive right now about this interview. You are legal.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you in college right now?
Nope.
Have you attended any sort of post-high school?
No.
No college?
Nope.
Where'd you go to high school?
Norman High.
In Norman, Oklahoma?
Yep.
Wow. Why didn't you go to OU?
Yeah, I want to work on race cars.
Okay, this is fascinating. You want to work on race cars as a 19-year-old. You are tattooed. I do notice that. What is this tattoo of?
Of breast cancer and boxing gloves.
Ah, you're going to stomp out breast cancer.
Yep.
Okay. Does she box?
Are you a boxer?
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow. So when was your last fight?
Well, I'm in training right now.
So this is what you do. You're a fighter.
Yes, I am.
You're pretty, I mean, look, I'm much older than you. Are you married?
No.
Oh, God, you have a wedding ring on, though. I'm a lot older than you. I'm just going to tell you that you're a cute girl. I would hate to see that face get all messed up by some crazy, you know, prison bitch.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
But you can hold your own?
Yeah, I can.
How tall are you?
5'1".
Have her stand up.
Here, will you stand up for my broadcasting partner? He is the creepy older gentleman behind me. He wants to take a look at you. There she is, Mike, in all her glory.
Yes. Awesome.
She's cute.
Yes, she is.
Damn. Okay.
Ask her if she wants to come hit me.
No. Oh, yeah. Will you hit him?
Hit him in the scrotum.
He enjoys it. That's the only way that he can, you know,
perform.
Get excited these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would, but I'm on vacation.
Is it your birthday?
Yeah.
And today you're 19?
Hello?
Recently, yes.
Okay. It's a birthday trip. Okay. All right. Now, who's your favorite driver?
Ooh.
I think slower.
How will you? Junior is?
Yeah.
Now, is he still driving the 69 car?
No.
What car is he in?
88.
Oh.
Has she got kids?
Okay. You got any kids?
No.
Okay, good.
Which she does.
My figure.
You do have to keep your figure. And especially your boxing figure.
How will you be?
Now,
oh God.
You got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You do? Is he here? Norman guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? You don't like him very much, so do you? You're about to end it, I can tell. It's okay, he's not listening. You about had it with him. He's a son of a bitch, isn't he? Treats you like crap. I can tell. I can read your face right now. I'm right, aren't I?
I'm a boxer. I don't put up with that.
Okay, all right. So, could you kick his ass?
Definitely.
You could? Have you ever? Have you ever? You've gotten mad enough. You've had a few beers and you punched him, hadn't you?
We've gotten a few wrestling matches.
Really? Erotic?
Nude?
Yeah.
Nude? No, really? Okay.
Nude?
So, are you saving yourself for marriage?
Hell no, she's not.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not. You've been deflowered, haven't you?
What about eggs?
How old were you when this tragedy happened? I'm going to say 15.
15?
17? 5 minutes ago?
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right, dog. Now, when you do have, you will start a family at some point in your life, will you not?
Yes.
You'd like to have children, wouldn't you? I can see the motherly instincts already coming out in you.
Yeah.
When you do have that child, how will you feed?
How will I what?
How will you feed?
Well, if it's lucky, you know, I might give it a bottle every once in a while, but...
Okay, all right, that's fair enough. Well, listen, I wish you best of luck with everything, including your boxing career, your race car mechanic career.
Feeding.
Marriage, all of that.
Wrestling.
Lose that boyfriend, okay? You can do better than him. I can already tell, you're probably better looking than him too, right?
Yeah.
Hey. You're what? Your cousins? You date your cousin?
No. This is my cousin.
Okay. All right. Listen, madam. I was talking to her, not you. All right? All right. What was her name? I forgot.
I don't think you ever found out.
What was your name? I forgot.
Kelly.
That's right.
Kelly.
I'll remember you, Kelly.
Kelly.
Lil. Come on. Leave her alone. Will this reach outside? Killer?
It barely reaches to her. It sounds like ass.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Well, look. Don't yell at me.
Well, who are we going to yell at?
We're having some technical problems.
Yeah, we are, Buzz. We're having a few technical issues. Let's see what's going on over here. Hi, madam. How are you? What's shaking?
Hi.
What's your name?
Teresa.
That's a lovely name. Where are you from, Teresa?
Plano.
Oh, really? Drove all the way down here from Plano for the race. Are you a big racing fan?
Yes, very big.
Yeah? Yeah, what number race is this for you?
For out here, probably, we've been here every year. It's probably 20 or 30.
Really? So you travel around the country for this?
We have. Mm-hmm. We went to Daytona for the first time this year.
Who's we?
Wow. Now,
who's
you we? And who else?
My husband.
Oh, how you doing? What's your name, young man?
Mike.
Oh, Mike. His name's Mike over there.
Oh, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Isn't that crazy? Good old Mike. How long have you guys been married?
30 years in January.
Wow. So this has been it for you guys, right? No divorces, no nothing?
Nope.
Really?
Not yet.
We're in it for the long haul.
You got kids and all that?
Yes, two kids, a daughter and a son.
Are they
you
all
guys know who
up?
Johnny Winter is?
Yes.
They are?
Retirement.
Oh, this is your retirement. You guys are celebrating by going to races and stuff.
Do they know who Johnny Winter is?
Oh, America. Now, are you guys familiar with Johnny Winter?
Johnny Winter?
He's a racer.
No.
The racer? The albino racer? Call him White Lightning?
He's number 96.
No.
I don't know. Dirt track racing. I'm not real sure.
Dirt track.
Tell him I don't know
Phillips
much about racing.
Yeah,
hey, let me
Rich
ask
Phillips
you this. Now, first off, Rich Phillips sent me over here. Are you familiar with him?
No.
You don't know who Rich Phillips is. Do you not know what Race Week is?
No, I don't.
It is an award-winning radio program based on your passion, racing. And you don't support it?
I didn't know about it.
Uh-oh. It's okay. It's all right, killer.
It's actually the Dick Hicks NASCAR CD.
Well, yeah. Have you ever heard of The Ticket, madam?
Yes, I have.
You have. You know what The Ticket does?
Sports announcing, yes.
Sports
yes,
announcing?
Right. Yes, we focus mainly on sports announcing. Now,
does she know who you are?
No, she doesn't know who I am. You don't know who I am, do you, madam?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Would you rather be called madam, sweetie, sugar, sweetheart?
Teresa's fine.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to...
Finish it. Miss?
Finish it.
I'm just trying to be nice to you. Miss? Is that okay?
Fine.
Okay. Would you madam, prefer... Madam, sweetie... Would you prefer madam, though? Does madam sound like that you own some sort of...
Madam sounds old.
And it sounds like you own, like, a brothel.
Yes, and I don't, yes.
Okay. Yet. Yet. Let's qualify that.
Yet.
Now, was Big Mike over here, was he your first?
Hell no.
He knows.
Does he know?
How many?
Does he know?
How many
have
prior?
Guys ever, have you guys ever discussed numbers?
No.
Let's do that now.
No? All right. Well, you know what? This sounds like a great time to start. Over or under 10?
Numbers.
Partners. Partners. It's we're doing a survey for the morning news. We won't use your names. You'll remain anonymous. Do you think that you've had more than he has? Because I bet you...
I know I haven't.
Really? So he was a player back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You grew up in Fort Lauderdale? Oh, that's where all the ass was, huh? Right? Down there? Oh, spring break? Right?
Oh, man.
Wow.
How many did he crush?
How many? Let's just give a... Give me a guess.
50?
I don't... Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a fabulous noise. Wow, okay. Well, did you grow up in Plano?
No, I grew up in Garland.
Oh, okay. Garland.
Where'd you go to high school?
North Garland.
Oh, dear.
Has anybody ever seen that? Have you ever seen an alligator?
We're hearing that North Garland was a rough area. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Is it anymore? Or what? I mean, is it now?
No.
See, that's where all the Berkner kids would go to get easy women.
Oh.
Back in the day.
My friend back at the radio station says he used to score a lot there.
Not in the 70s.
Okay. Last time you smoked weed?
Never.
Liar.
Ever?
Liar.
You believe this?
Cocaine?
I believe it. I believe it.
You believe she's never smoked pot?
Anyway, I haven't seen it. So.
What about
you
eggs?
Last time.
Yeah, what about eggs?
In the last 5 years?
Last 5 years, yeah.
Okay, all right. What about eggs?
I'm sorry?
About eggs?
It's a new drug.
Eggs, no.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. This has been great. Good luck. Have fun this weekend. It's going to be a great time for all of
you. Ask him if he's got a Johnny Winter tattoo.
I don't think he does, Mike. I don't need to ask that. Oh, yeah. Can we talk to the fuzzy girl?
Why not?
Lady Fuzzy, come here. We're at Fuzzy's Tacos, of course. One of our favorite eateries. And my personal favorite out here at the Texas Motor Speedway. Now, you were here last year, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I do remember you. So what is your job outside of working weekends here or race weekends at Fuzzy's?
I'm the assistant manager at the North Richland Hills Fuzzy's.
Oh, okay. So this is like your just kind of fun time job. Are you the manager here?
I'm an assistant here also.
Ah, okay. So what does it take to be the assistant manager?
I guess you have to be good at what you do.
Okay. And how long have you been working for the corporation?
About 2 years.
You find it friendly?
Yes, I love my job.
Any red flag moments?
No.
No?
Name? No.
None of the bus boys ever hit on you or anything?
Do you like this game?
Not too often.
Name?
Okay, what's your name?
Amy.
Amy? H. Married?
Yes.
You're married. You look very young to be married. 23 and already married?
Kids? And a 3-year-old.
Oh, no. What happened there?
I really don't know.
Were you married at the time?
No.
You weren't. Now, is this husband that you have now?
you.
Is the husband that you have now, is he the dad?
Yes.
He is. Okay, well, that's good. So you guys decided to get married.
Yes.
Were you each other's? Did you save it for him, everything, love?
No.
You didn't, did you? You dirty little harlot.
Do what?
Nothing. Now, he's 3 years old, so he now eats all kinds of things, right?
Yes.
But let's go back to when he was first born. Can we go back there? Can you put yourself in that place?
I can do that.
How did you feed?
How did I feed?
Yes.
I did not breastfeed.
You didn't?
No.
Why not?
It didn't work.
Oh. So you had a milk problem.
I guess, yes.
So you bottled.
Milk.
Yes.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. Well, hey, it's been fun meeting you. Hopefully we'll see you out here next year. And you do a great job. You're a great assistant to the assistant manager. Or you're just the assistant manager.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, madam. All right. There you go. There's some fun with...
Why do you turn into Phil Donahue?
What?
God, you let these people off so easy.
What do you mean?
And why don't you do what we tell you to do? Ask the questions we tell you to ask.
What do you... If they have a Johnny Winter tattoo? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah.
I know the answer to that.
We went over Johnny Winter. We asked how many dudes she slept with. We asked her how she fed.
We did a lot. We got some valuable information.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll be happy.
All right, well, maybe everybody's happy, but I'm not. All right, the concert calendar is on the way. Hell, God.